Hi, everybody. This is Will Bowen with today's Jumpstart. The other day, I was coming home from a speaking event, and I was at the airport here in Kansas City, and I saw something happen that really had an impact on my life, and I want to share it with you because I think it will have an impact on you as well. I went over to the luggage claim to get my bags, and I went to get them, and I noticed that people were running past me as I approached the baggage claim conveyor belt, and they were carrying emergency equipment like a defibrillator, etc. And as I got there, I realized that a man probably in his 70s had collapsed right by the baggage claim. Now, here's the interesting thing. Up until that moment, I had been surrounded by people who were in a hurry. They had to get past you to get to the bathroom or to the gate or whatever, or to their car. When people are traveling, they're always in a hurry. They want to get by you. When this man collapsed, everyone just stood and was reverentially silent. It took probably 20 minutes for an ambulance to show up, and I don't think the man made it, because when they took him away on a stretcher with his face covered up. And it struck me that this man had just died at the airport. And I wondered, did he just get there? Was he coming to visit someone? Or was he there to greet someone? And either way, it was an important, significant moment. And ultimately, his life ended. You know, we never know when something like that is going to happen to us. We can take very good care of ourselves, but let's not forget that the running guru, Jim Fix, had a heart attack and died while running. So today, let's embrace, let's jumpstart mortality. Let's understand that none of us are here forever. And that includes the people around us. And that if we suddenly lost them, we would just be heartbroken, just as they would be heartbroken if they suddenly lost us. So take this story and let it inspire you to show the people that you love how very much you love them, because we never know when is going to be our last day. However, I want you to enjoy this day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.